Tomorrow night, the candidates running for mayor of Boston are scheduled to meet in their first debate. Originally, the event had been set for last week, but it was postponed due to the death of Senator Edward Kennedy. Two of those vying to unseat the incumbent Boston mayor, Thomas Menino, are currently city councilors, and their at-large council seats are among the four seats now up for grabs. There are 15 candidates in the running for those four at-large council seats, and WBUR's David Boeri reports it's an unusually diverse group.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Hip Nguyen, a candidate running for Boston City Council at large. I just wanted to take advantage of a nice day to swing by and say hi to the businesses and residents of East Boston.
At a stand of vegetables wilting in the midday heat, Hip Nguyen is working Maverick Square for Vokes. White shirt and tie, earnest and eager at 27, he's a long shot to win, but he's already an American success story.
My family and I came here to Boston with nothing, and the city extended its hands to us.
The son of a South Vietnamese Army veteran sent to a re-education camp after the war, Hip, his parents, and nine siblings were lifted out of Vietnam and moved into a housing project in Southie in 1991. He went to Latin Academy, then to Bentley College, got a master's degree, and joined a top firm as a certified public accountant. He now heads the Vietnamese American Civic Association.
By the way, you got one of the coolest names for a candidate possible. Hip Nguyen?
Right.
I mean, come on.
That's the slogan. Help Hip Nguyen.
Help Hip Nguyen. But of course, you got to get people to be able to pronounce it. Do they know how to pronounce your name?
I get different variations growing up.
Getting people to remember your name or even a variation of it in a huge field is hard. But the chances people can pronounce your name are better now in the new Boston, where the minority equals the majority. Population of Vietnamese immigrants?
Approximately, I would say around 30 to 40,000 Vietnamese immigrants in Boston.
Back in 1992, just a year after Hip and his family arrived in Boston, the roguish, long-serving, and late Boston City Councilor Dapper O'Neill took disapproving note of the changing character of Dorchester. He commented that it looked like Saigon, for Christ's sake. Hip Nguyen is the first Vietnamese American to be running for a seat on the same city council.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, how are you? Hip Nguyen, running for Boston City Council at large.
Sorry, not speaking English.
Not speaking English? No. Okay. Well,
okay, sorry.
Over in Eastie, the new Boston features Guatemalans and El Salvadorans.
Me llamo Hip Nguyen, and I'm running for public office. Can I just leave this with you?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
This year, the race for city council reflects the face of the new Boston as never before. 15 candidates, most of them young and accomplished, vying for four seats at large.
You have six white candidates, six African-American, six black candidates, two Latino candidates, and one Asian. And I think it would generate a lot of excitement, and I hope that the turnout for this election would be higher than the last election.
Hello, my name is Jean-Claude Tenno. Welcome to Madison Square, the gateway to the city of Boston and the heart of the Haitian community.
In the same field of candidates, Jean-Claude Sanon is trying to be the first Haitian American to be elected to city council.
Hi there.
Sorry. Tomas Gonzalez, running for city council at large.
Uh-huh.
Just going around, introducing myself, passing out my lit.
Awesome. In Jamaica Plains, Tomas Gonzalez is canvassing the same neighborhood where he grew up. He hopes to become the second Latino city councilor and the first born and raised in Boston.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, good. I'm fine. How are
Ayanna
you?
Presley. Very
Hi,
nice to
Anna.
Meet you.
Nice to
What's
meet
her
you
name?
Too.
And in a backyard in Dorchester, Ayanna Presley is making her case for becoming the first woman of color elected to the city council.
I'm running for the Boston City Council at large because I think it's important that government reflect the constituency that it represents. We need intergenerational, gender, ethnic and cultural diversity and inclusion on every level of our government.
Because Presley lights up rooms and backyards with a high-beam personal narrative. The girl from a tough neighborhood whose mother struggled to send her to private school while her father was in and out of prison for addiction. She came to Boston University, excelled, went to work for Congressman Kennedy, and then for Senator Kerry. And auspiciously, her story starts in Chicago.
You know, there's something in the water. There's something in the water. You know, drink the hope Kool-Aid. I don't know what to say.
Irrepressibly upbeat, Presley says this is the new Boston she knows. An encounter in Jamaica Plain where
one of my supporters, Chinese American, was talking to a Latino voter about my candidacy. So it was a Chinese supporter speaking Spanish to a Latino voter about a black woman running for the Boston City Council.
For the new Boston to be represented by city government, the new Boston has to turn out to vote. But when it comes to city elections, it's been a no-show. So it's not the new Boston, but the old electorate that decides who governs.
They are the traditional middle class, lower middle class.
Former city councilor and former mayoral candidate Larry DeCara says it's also the Catholics, the Irish, and the Italians. It's South Boston and West Roxbury who consistently vote.
These are folks who are older. Most of the time they are property owners. In many cases they are elderly people in subsidized housing where they're easy to find and the polling place is often in the building.
Cops, firemen, teachers, city employees, they all turn out consistently. Not so the new Boston. When Deval Patrick ran a historic race for governor in 2006, 56% of Boston's registered voters turned out. And when Barack Obama ran in 2008, turnout was 62%. But in the year in between, in the elections for city council in 2007, the turnout was only 13.6%. And the last three mayor's races have attracted a dismal turnout of no more than 36%.
In the minority communities, the big difference from a generation ago is that many of the people living in the traditional minority communities are not citizens. One person in six, census estimates, who lives in the city is not an American citizen.
Consider the Vietnamese community from which Hip Nguyen is running for city council, estimated to number 40,000.
How many of them are registered to vote, you figure?
I would say, optimistically speaking, probably 3,500 to 4,000 registered voters.
No more than 10%. And few of that population are here illegally. Some of the worst non-voting of all in the city of Boston belongs to the most affluent and educated, to Beacon Hill and Back Bay and Commonwealth Avenue. DeCara and others say those voters don't need government for jobs, don't send their kids to public schools, and don't care about Little League parks. All the more reason why the poor and minorities should be voting in city elections, but consistently they haven't.
I think the new Boston is represented in the city council race probably more than I've ever seen.
Tomas Gonzalez, who's run before and has worked in the Menino administration, believes there'll be a strong turnout this year because candidates from the new Boston need to find new voters.
And you'll see probably a lot more diversity on the city council's turnout than you will anywhere else. We're probably going to be bigger drivers of turnout than the mayor's race, in my opinion, because we have smaller segments of the population that have never wanted to come out, and we're drawing them out.
Despite all the talk, if voters don't turn out for a field like this one, City Hall will continue to be the face of the old Boston, and the new Boston may come to mean no more than a city in which people of all colors are uninterested in local government. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.